The White House is hunting for a highly secure place in the U.S. for some 50 detainees. They've been held more than a decade without trial in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. President Obama has promised to close the camp. Defense Secretary Ash Carter says these detainees are simply too dangerous to release.
It's that population that we need to find a place to detain. And if it's not Gitmo, then it's got to be somewhere else. And so we need to get on with the task of finding that somewhere else.
That somewhere else could be military prisons at Fort Leavenworth, Kansas, and Charleston, South Carolina. The Pentagon is surveying both locations. That's brought an angry response from Republican politicians and from local residents, too. NPR's David Wellna went to the town of Leavenworth and talked with some of them.
Banners strung from downtown Leavenworth's iron lampposts proclaim this the first city settled in Kansas. It's better known as Prison Town. Many of Leavenworth's 35,000 residents work at five area penitentiaries, including the Pentagon's only maximum security prison, the U.S. Disciplinary Barracks at nearby Fort Leavenworth. Justin Metz is a local Navy veteran with diamond studs in his nose and ears. This 32-year-old on his way to the farmer's market is leery about bringing Guantanamo detainees labeled terrorists here.
It has to be in somebody's backyard. But I really do feel like if you're going to put it in a small town like this, you should at least get the opinion of the people living around here so you know what kind of backlash you're going to get from it.
I live here. I don't want them in my backyard.
That's retired Army Colonel and local business promoter Dick Gibson. At his office just outside the Army garrison, Gibson foresees an economic downside to jailing the detainees at Fort Leavenworth.
It could have a negative effect. Businesses might say, you know, I'm just not in favor of this, and I'm going to move.
Others here predict just the opposite effect. Henry Johns is a Navy veteran who works at the local VA hospital.
It just means more jobs and more blood in our economy here. And that's what we need, is a boost to the economy.
At the Leavenworth Antiques Mall, the talk is lighthearted until it turns to the Guantanamo captives. Opinions divide along political lines. Mary Stevenson is a 70-year-old Republican.
I would say no. I think they should stay in Guantanamo where they are.
82-year-old Barbara Evans is an independent.
I'm just really undecided.
And Diana Barr, the mall's 69-year-old owner, is a Democrat.
We have great security. We have great staff. We have the security needed. I won't get Mo closed down.
The town's mayor, Lisa Weekly, is also a Democrat.
It's a wonderful small town to raise a family, and we want to keep it that way.
Standing outside the city hall, Weekly says she voted twice for President Obama, and she thinks it's an embarrassment that the U.S. has held captives in Guantanamo for years with no formal charges. Still, she's absolutely against moving them to Fort Leavenworth.
You know, it would be highlighted here that we do have those detainees, our fort facility as a target, our prison as a target. You need to go up and take a look what they really mean by supermax.
The next day, that's exactly what I do.
Good morning.
How are you all today?
Pretty good.
All right. You have a great day.
Thank you.
Fort Leavenworth Public Affairs Officer Jeff Wingo drives me through the back entrance of the nearly two-century-old garrison, perched high above the Missouri River.
You'll see the United States Disciplinary Barracks off to our left.
Yes, it seems to be a rather low building, gray stone, surrounded by double fencing with razor wire at the top.
Mm-hmm.
No tours are given at this supermax prison. No one has ever escaped from it. The Fort Hood shooter, Nidal Hassan, is among the more than 400 inmates. So is military secrets leaker Chelsea Manning. Some 75 of its beds are empty. Wingo says if the order does come to house the Guantanamo detainees here, it won't be challenged.
Pretty much here in the military, you know, we follow the president's orders, whatever they may be, and, you know, carry on. So we don't voice an opinion.
But the Kansas congressional delegation is voicing its opinion. GOP Senator Pat Roberts worries terrorists could travel under the Missouri River to invade the supermax. Republican Congresswoman Lynn Jenkins, whose district includes Leavenworth, says in an interview she'll keep fighting in Congress to block any Guantanamo transfers.
I think it's irresponsible and reckless, and it sets a dangerous precedent to bring them to the United States, certainly to Kansas.
Charleston, South Carolina, is also being eyed by the Pentagon. That state's Republican Governor Nikki Haley is warning not to, in her words, put these terrorists in our backyard.
They are not wanted, they are not needed, and we will not accept them in South Carolina.
Haley joined Kansas's Republican Governor Sam Brownback in a letter yesterday to Defense Secretary Carter. Simply put, they said of the detainees, we do not want them in our states. Federal law currently forbids such a transfer, with the GOP Congress showing no inclination to change that. David Wellner, NPR News.